installment contracts and security agreements entered into by a creditor who must also comply with the Federal Reserve Regulation Z, known commonly as Truth in Lending, will be deemed to be in compliance with the disclosure provisions of ORS Chapter 83. Otherwise, such a creditor would be forced to comply with both the disclosure requirements of Reg Z and Chapter 83. Currently, ORS 83.810 states that, quote, any retail installment contract or security agreement which complies with the disclosure requirements of Title I of the Federal Consumer Protection Act, Public Law 9321, and then there's the additional site, which is also known as the Truth in Lending Act, as of the date upon which said retail installment contract or security agreement is executed, shall be deemed to comply with the disclosure provisions of ORS 83.010 to 83.840 and 83.990, and no other disclosure is necessary, end quote. In other words, current law provides that if a creditor is in compliance with the more rigorous disclosure requirements of the federal law, you need not comply with the Oregon chapter. This has been Oregon law since 69, and it's worked well. Why then do we need to change it? Why are we concerned? Our concern comes because of the language that I've just recited, which is contained in ORS 83.810, which this bill would repeal. We are concerned that a constitutional question could be raised with regard to the delegation by the Oregon legislature to the Congress of the United States. In effect, we've said as long as you comply with federal law, you're in compliance with state law. We believe, phrased thusly, the provisions of ORS 83.810 could be found to be an unlawful delegation of legislative authority, particularly in that it not only deals with Regulation Z provisions now in effect, but those that might be implemented in the future as well. We propose then to place in the Oregon statute the qualifiers from Reg Z that currently make one subject to the federal act, both as a retail seller or as the assignee of any retail installment contract. It is our sincere intent that 2308 be legislatively neutral. We merely intend to prevent a potential question to the current language. Since House Bill 2308 has been in print, we've had several conversations with interested parties and consequently believe that the amendments attached to my testimony would make it absolutely clear that the bill is strictly limited to disclosures and that there is no connection with this bill and ORS 83710 to 83740, which deals with home solicitation sales. The amendments remove 83.710 to 83.740 from the
smaller amount, as long as it meets parameters of so many payments or whatever.
That's correct. That's correct.
One other question, and you may not be able to answer this, but does this have any effect on the Uniform Commercial Code?
Mr. Chairman, I can't answer that. I don't believe it does, but I can certainly get back to you on that.
Well, my niece of thoughts, it perhaps would have some effect, but I'm no expert in it. Yes, sir.
There's a member in the audience here. Don Fordyce is nodding that it does not.
You can't actually change the bill, but you can adopt or have a motion to recommend to the full committee that the amendments be adopted.
Maybe the bill, including the...
Yeah, withdraw my previous...
Yes, you may.
I move that we recommend to the full committee that House Bill 2308 with the amendments be adopted with the defense.
Okay, did the committee hear that? The representatives from the committee members. Representative Schoon.
Steve, would you respond to the points that Mr. Bronner raised? One, that these funds are considered public funds when they're in a bank, but they're not considered public funds when they're elsewhere. How will that be resolved? And then what about the collateralization? What about also the insurance aspect of this, where these non-depository institutions do not have any insurance whatsoever?
Chair, Representative Schoon, what we are attempting to do with the resolution to this problem is get the funds on a daily basis in a bank in Oregon.